ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಅತ ಹೈನಂ ಯಜಮಾನೌ ವಾಚ ಭಗವಂತಂ ವಾ ಅಹಂ ವಿವಿದಿಷಾಣೀತಿ ಉಷಸ್ಥಿರಸ್ಮಿ ಚಾಕ್ರಾಯಣಃ ಇತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ. ಸಹೋವಾಚ ಭಗವಂತಂ ವಾ ಅಹಂ ಯೇಭಿಃ ಸರ್ವೈಃ ಆತ್ವಿಜ್ಯೈಃ ಪರ್ಯೈಶಿಷಂ ಭಗವತೋ ವಾ ಅಹಂ ಅವಿತ್ಯಃ ಅನ್ಯಾನ್ ಅವೃಷಿ ಭಗವಾಗಸ್ತ್ವೇವ ಮೇ ಸರ್ವೈರಾತ್ವಿಜ್ಯೈರಿತಿ ತಥೇತ್ಯತ ತರ್ಹಿ ಏತೇ ಏವ ಸಮತಿ ಸೃಷ್ಟಾಸ್ತುವತಾಂ ಯಾವತ್ವೇಭ್ಯೋ ಧನಂ ದದ್ಯಾಃ ತಾವನ್ ಮಮ ದದ್ಯಾಯಿತಿ ತಥೇತಿ ಯಹ ಯಜಮಾನೌ ವಾಚ. ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 1, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1, ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 11, ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ 1-3. ವಿ ಸಾ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್ ವಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿಷಿ ನೇಮ್ಡ್ ಉಷಸ್ತಿ ಹೂ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ಅನ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಸ್ ದ ಯಾಗಶಾಲಾ, ದಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಸ್ತೋತ ಉದ್ಗಾತ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರತಿಹರ್ಥ ದೇ ವರ್ ಎಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಭಕ್ತೀಸ್. ಬೈ ನೌ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಫೆಮಿಲಿಯರ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಉಷಸ್ತಿ ಆಸ್ ದಮ್ ವೆದರ್ ದೇ ನೋ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಭಕ್ತೀಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ದೇ ವುಡ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ದರ್ ಹೆಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬರ್ಸ್ಟ್. ಆಸ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ದ ದೇವತಾಸ್, ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಯಾಗ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಎ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್. ಅಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿ ಯಜಮಾನ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹೀ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಉಷಸ್ತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಹೆಡ್ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ಟ್. ವಿ ಸಾ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. ನೌ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಉಷಸ್ತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ನೋ ದ ತ್ರೀ ದೇವತಾಸ್ and become the shishyas of Ushasti. So in the fourth and the fifth mantras we are going to see now, we get the Prastava Devata. In the fifth and the sixth mantras we are going to get the Udgita Devata, and in the seventh and eighth we are going to have Pratihara Devata. So now let us read mantras 4 and 5. Atahainam prastota upasadata upasasadam ಪ್ರಸ್ತೋತರ್ಯಾ ದೇವತಾ ಪ್ರಸ್ತಾವಮನ್ವಾಯತ್ತ ತಾಂ ಚೇತ್ ಅವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಸ್ತೋಷ್ಯಸಿ ಮೂರ್ಧಾತೇ ವಿಪತಿಷ್ಯತೀತಿ ಮಾ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅವೋಚತ್ ಕಥಮಾಸಾ ದೇವತೇತಿ. ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಹವಾ ಇಮಾನಿ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಮೇವ ಅಭಿಸಂವಿಶಂತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಂ ಅಭಿ ಉಜ್ಜಿಹತೆ ಸೈಷಾ ದೇವತಾ ಪ್ರಸ್ತಾವಮನ್ವಾಯತ್ತ ತಾಂ ಚೇತ್ ಅವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ತೋಷ್ಯ ಮೂರ್ಧಾತೇ ವ್ಯಪತಿಷ್ಯತಿ ತಥೋಕ್ತಸ್ಯ ಮಯೇತಿ. ನೌ ಪ್ರಸ್ತೋತ ಹೀ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಸ್ ಉಷಸ್ತಿ. ಪ್ರಸ್ತೋತ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ನೇಮ್. ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ನೌ ಫೆಮಿಲಿಯರ್ ವಿತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ಟ್ ಹೂ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಸ್ತಾವ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತೀಸ್. So this Prastava Bhakti, the one who sings the Prastava Bhakti is called Prastota. So he goes to Ushasti and he asks. And while asking, he repeats the same warning to Ushasti also. He said, the head will burst and all that. So the Upanishad could have skipped that perhaps, but it repeats the whole thing again. So fourth mantra is question. Kathama sa devata. What is that devata of Prastava Bhakti? And in the fifth mantra, Ushasti answers, Prana iti ha uvacha. The devata of Prastava Bhakti is Prana Devata. And what is the glory of Prana Devata? He says, Pranameva imani bhutani sarvani abhisamvishanti. So abhisamvishanti means lion. So ujjahate means srishtihi. So utpattihi. So all these beings, they resolve into prana alone at pralaya time and come out of prana only during the time of srishti, creation. So prana alone is jagat srishti laya karanam. And we can also add the sthiti karanam also. So it is this prana devata that presides over prastava bhakti. So prastavam, so anvayata. Anvayata. So Ushasti congratulates the student for asking the question and not being arrogant. So this mantra is analyzed elaborately by Adi Shankaracharya in the Brahma Sutra Bhashya. Shankaracharya establishes there that prana here refers to Parameshwara himself, Maya Visishtam Chaitanyam. So he establishes it there, but even though not here. So the Brahma Sutra is what? Prana Tata Anugamat. That is the sutra. And the section is called Pranadikarana. And why Shankaracharya interprets prana as Parameshwara? The reasoning is Tata Anugamat. The following portion of the mantra that indicates that. And what is that? All beings are born out of it and resolved into it, prana. And if it is jagat srishti sthiti laya karanam, it cannot be anything other than Brahman. Because prana itself cannot be jagat karanam. Why? Because prana itself is karyam. So, etasmat jayate pranaha manaha sarvendriyani cha. All of them, they are born out of that. Therefore, we find pancha pranas, whether veshti or samishti of the individual or the total, are themselves are born. And so they cannot be the ultimate cause of the universe. Therefore, prana here should mean Parameshwara. And Shankaracharya does not analyze it here, as I said, but analyzes in the Brahma Sutras. That is point to be noted is what? Prana here refers to Parameshwara. And it is not a devata. That also should be understood. But it is the total Ishwara Parameshwara. Now we come to the Udgita Devata, that is the next one. So Udgata, that priest, Udgata priest, the one who recites Udgita is called Udgata. He approaches Ushasti in the next two mantras we will read. Atahainam Udgata Upasasadha Udgatarya Devata Udgita Manvayatta Tam Chet Avidvan Udgasyasi Murdhate Vipatishyatiti Ma Bhagavana Vochate Katamasa Devateti. This is the question. Aditya iti ho vacham sarvaniha va imani bhutani aditya muchaihi santam gayanti saisha devata udgitaman vayatta tam chet avidvan udagasyaha murdhate vipatishyat tatoktasya mayeti. Similar to the previous mantra only. All are similar pattern. Now Udgata, he approaches Ushasti and says the same thing as Prasoda did. Katama sa devata. What is devata for Udgita Bhakti? The sixth mantra. Ushasti gives the answer in the seventh mantra. He says Adityaha. The glory of Aditya is mentioned here. He says Uchaihi santam adityam sarve stuvanti. Gayanti stuvanti. All people glorify Surya Devata who is up above Uchaihi. Not only specially in terms of glory also, during morning and noon, Sandhyavandanam, we recite the mantras, in the Upasthana mantras, we recite Mitrasya Charshanidrataha Shravo Devasya Sanasim Satyam Chitrastavastamam Mitro Janan Yatayati Prajanan Mitrodhadhara Prithivimu Dadhyam. In the morning, all glorifications of Surya, Mitra, we address the Lord as Mitra. You are the supporter. You are the supporter of the whole world. You give energy. So in the morning, millions of people glorify you. And what happens in the noon? ఆ సత్యేన రజసా వర్తమానో నివేశయన్నమృతం మర్త్యంచ హిరణ్యయేన సవితారథేన ఆ దేవో యాతి భువనా విపశ్యన్. అగైన్ సూర్యదేవత కమ్స్ ఫార్ సూపర్విషన్ ఇట్ సీమ్స్. సో భువనా విపశ్యన్ దేవహా యాతి హిరణ్మయేన రథేన ఇన్ ది గోల్డెన్ చారియట్ సూర్య కమ్స్ టు సూపర్వైజ్ ఆల్ ది దేవతాస్ అండ్ టు ప్రిసైడ్ ఓవర్ ద డే అండ్ బ్లెస్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్. దెన్ పశ్యే మశరదశ్చ తంజీవే మశరదశ్చదం ఆల్ దోస్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆర్ యాస్ యూ గివ్ లాంగ్ లైఫ్ టు అస్ ఐ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ ఫర్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ విత్ మై ఓన్ ఐస్ నాట్ విత్ బారోడ్ ఐస్. పశ్యేమ శరదశ్చదం ఉచ్చై సంతం ఆదిత్యం సర్వే స్తువంతి. ఇట్ ఈస్ సచ్ ఎ గ్లోరియస్ దేవత ఆదిత్య సూర్య హూ ఈస్ ద ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీ ఆఫ్ ఉద్గీత భక్తి. ఉద్గీతం అండ్ ఉచ్చై సంతం బోత్ ఆర్ ఎబౌ హై ఎబౌ అండ్ శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ కమెంట్రీ వై దిస్ ఈస్ ద దేవత ఫార్ దిస్ వన్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. సో సైషా దేవత ఉద్గీతం అన్వాయత్త ఇట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఆదిత్య సైషా దేవత దిస్ ఆదిత్య దేవత ప్రిసైడింగ్ ఓవర్ ద ఉద్గీత భక్తి అండ్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ సేమ్ లైక్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర ఓన్లీ వి డోంట్ నాట్ రిపీట్ దమ్. నౌ వి కమ్ టు ది థర్డ్ భక్తి కాల్డ్ ప్రతిహార దేవత ఇన్ మంత్రాస్ 8 and 9. Let us read them also. Atahainam pratiharta upasasada pratihartarya devata pratiharamanvayatta tam chet avidvan pratiharishyasi murdhate vipatishyati iti ma bhagavan vochat khatamasa devateti. Question and the answer given is the next mantra. Annamiti ho vacha సర్వాణి హవా ఇమాని భూతాని అన్నమేవ ప్రతిహరమాణాని జీవంతి సైషా దేవత ప్రతిహారమన్వాయత్త తాం చేత్ అవిద్వాన్ ప్రత్యహరిష్యః మూర్ధాతే విపతిష్యత్ తతోక్తస్య మయేతి తతోక్తస్య మయేతి ఇతి ఏకాదశ ఖండః. నౌ ద ప్రతిహర్త he is approaching Ushasthi and repeats the same thing as the other two. He also asks Katama Sa Devata, what is the Devata for this one? And Ushasthi answers Annam Iti Ha Vacha, it is the Anna Devata that presides, the presiding deity of Pratihara Bhakti. And then Anna Devata is glorified. Next Annameva Pratiharamanani Sarvani Bhutani Jeevanti. Depending on annam alone, food, all the living beings, they live. Actually, in Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmanandavalli also we have seen. Annadvai praja prajayante yakascha prativig shritaha ato anne naiva jivanti atai nadapiyantyan tapaha annagum hibhuta nam jeshtam tasmahat sarvaushadamuchyate. Thus, these are the glories of annam. It is Sarva Aushadaha. And this Devata presides over the Pratihara Bhakti. And he concludes by acknowledging the student here also. If it resides without knowing this Devata, then his head also will burst. Because that all these things I told in Chandopinishad comes many times. Tatoktasya Mayeti, Tatoktasya Mayeti. That is repeated to conclude this section. Thus, the 10th and the 11th section must be taken together, as was told when we did the 10th section. What is the essence of these two sections? It is that these three bhaktis have got three devatas. So, the devata of Prastava Bhakti is Pranaha, Parameshwaraha. That of Udgita Bhakti is Adityaha, Suryaha. And that of Pratihara Bhakti is Annam, food. And the Upasana, these are all devatas. Annam means the Anna Devata. The upasana of these three devatas just must be done upon these three bhaktis, respectively. We should understand that. So that means what? This is the prana devata. He should be meditated upon, prastava bhakti and so on. So the Upanishad is not, the upasanas themselves are not taught by the Upanishad, but said indirectly. Thus, prastava becomes the alambanam for prana or parameshwara upasana. Alambana means symbol. We all know these terms now. Udgita bhakti becomes the alambanam for aditya upasana. And pratihara becomes the alambanam for anna upasana. Samashti anna, virat. Virat Devata. And what is the phalam for doing such a upasana? Upanishad does not give the phalam. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he comments. Either pranadi apattihi, that is marana anantaram, till death, one merges into those devatas. So that is taddat devata praptihi, he gets, marana anantaram, after death. But what is the ihaloka phalam? What he will get now? Because everybody wants to get now. Shankaracharya says, karma samriddhihi. Whatever yajna a person does, that will become more powerful because of this upasana. Without upasana, it will be kevala karma, just only the action. But when it is done with upasana, it will be upasana samuchita karma. This also we mentioned earlier. We had seen. So, yadhevam vidyaya karoti, shraddaya upanishadha karoti, tadevam viryavattaram bhavati. We saw at that time, viryavattaram bhavati. When the upasana is added, the same ritual becomes more powerful. Viryavattaram, that is the general rule. And that is why, before chanting any of these mantras like Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, there is this dhyana shloka, to meditate upon the form of the Lord. And with this, this topic is also over. And in the next section, we will see another upasana called Shauva Upasana. It's an interesting upasana. It is going to be taught by what? Shauva, he means Shvanaha. Shvanaha, Shva means dog. So this upasana is going to be taught by dogs. So Shankaracharya says, Shvabihi Drishtam Upasana. Shauva Upasana. That is how he says. It is not just a dog. It is rishis and devatas who have come in the form of dogs for blessing the Samaveda student. Or Shankaracharya gives another commentary also. It is prana devatas in the form of dogs to teach this Samaveda student. So through this Sama mantras, the prayer involved is Anna Samriddhi, lot of food and water. Now let us not have any famine and all that thing. And for this reason, Shankaracharya connects this section with the previous Ushasti section, where, you know, Ushasti faced lot of famine. So he went in search of food and he went to the elephant Mahot and he got that black grain, all that thing we knew. So when he faced famine because of that, what happened? He had to violate his dharmas. So Uchishta Bhojanam he did, and then Parvishita Bhojanam he did, and Kulmasha Bhojanam he did. So all those things which were all, you know, they are supposed to be violations. He did all of them. Let us not also face similar problems. And so Veda itself prescribes the solution for that. And what is that? It is Shauva Udgitaha. Now let us read it in the next section, 12th section, Dwadasha Khandaha. Atata Shauva Udgitaha Tatta Bhagodha Albhyaha Glavo Vamaitreyaha Swadhyayam Udvavrajam Tasmai Shva Shvetaham Praturbhabhuvam Tamanye Shvana Upasametya Vuchuhu Annam No Bhagavan Agayatu Tvashana 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 Swashana Yamavayiti Tanho Vacham Ihaiva Me Prataham Upasamiyateti Tadda Bhago Dalbhyaham Glavo Vamaitreyaham Pratipalayanchakaram Teha Yataivedam Bahishpavamanenam Stoshyamanaha Sagumrabdha Sarpanti Yeva Masa Srupuhu Teha Samupavishya Hinchakruhu Om Adama Om Pibama Om Devo Varunaha Prajapati Savitam Annamiha Harate Annapate Annamiha Haram Aharo Miti Iti Dvadasha Kantaha. Here the students, you know, is the name of the student is called Bhagaha, who is also known by other names, Dalbhyaha, Glavaha, Maitreyaha. Actually, Dalbhyaha, we are familiar with this name in earlier context. So he has got four names, all representing the same person. How do we know all this same person? Shankaracharya says, you know, Udvav Raja in Sanskrit. Vav Raja is singular. So, Vav Raja, Vav Rajatum, Vav Rajuhu. So, Udvraj is a dhatu. So if the verb is singular, the subject also must be singular. So four names for one student, they are not four different students. You know, when they come and they took care of all these things also. So he was going to do Samaveda Adhyayana. He wants to study Samaveda. On his way, he saw a white dog, Shweta Shwa. Shweta, a white dog he saw. And Shankaracharya says, the white dog was a rishi or prana devata, indicated by the whiteness, sattva guna. Whiteness refers to sattva guna. And why did the prana or rishis they come? Shankaracharya says, they were pleased with the student's shraddha, discipline and all that. So they wanted to bless him. So while Baka, the student was observing this white dog, some small dogs also came, puppies. They came near the white dog and they said, Upasametya anye shwanaha upasametya ujuho. Some other dogs they came, they were also rishi dogs only, not some stray dogs. And they asked, Annam no Bhagavan agayatu. Lord, O Lord, it addresses the white dog. O Lord, may you sing a Sama mantra so that we can get plenty of annam. Annam agayatu. So, annartham sama agayatu ityartha. For the sake of annam, please recite or chant, teach us the sama. And why we ask for annam? Because ashanayam, ashanayama, we are very hungry. We are all hungry, all these puppies are hungry. So, because of that, we want food. Then, what did the white dog do? It said, this is not the proper time to sing sama. Yes, Samadhi. So tomorrow morning you come to the same place. I will sing tomorrow morning only. So Tanho Vacham Ihaiva Ma Prataha Upasamiyat. So and Sangracharya he indicates in a footnote. From this it is indicated this Sama mantra should be chanted during morning only. And why in the morning? For that also Sangracharya gives an explanation. Here the main devata invoked is what? Surya Devata. In addition to others, other devatas are also invoked, but Surya Devata is the main devata. And Surya is the giver of annam, prosperity. That is why one of the derivations of Surya is Suyate, Prasuyate, Annam, iti Suryaha. That which produces plenty of annam. That is why another name of Surya is Vaji. Urdva Pavitro Vajini Vaswamrtamasmi. Dravinagum Savarchasam Vajam. Vajam is Annam. Vaji is Annavan, Suryaha. So, Surya gives plenty of food. Because rain itself is caused by Surya Devata only. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, also in the 9th chapter, Krishna said, Tapam yaham aham varsham nigrinnami srijami cha amrtham chaiva mrityuscha sadasachaham arjuna. I alone absorb water from the oceans and all that and pour it as rain. Therefore, Anna Samriddhi is because of Surya Devata. And generally, the Veda mantras are chanted facing the east direction. And Surya Devata will be in front of you in the east when? Only in the morning. That is why this Sama is chanted facing the sun in the east in the morning. This is the commentary of Shankaracharya. Having overheard the conversation of the dogs, those days the dogs speak and people can hear their conversation, all those. So the student Baka, having overheard the conversation of the dogs, he also goes to the same place in the next morning so that he can learn. And then in the next morning, what happened? The guru dog, the white dog, and the Sishya dogs, the puppies, they sing together the Sama mantra. Him Chakruhu. Him Chakruhu means Sama mantra. They sang. And what is that mantra and how they sang? That is also said. Everything is given in a lot of details. They were moving in one line in a circular pattern. Because in Samaveda, a particular mantra is there that is called Bahishpavamana mantra. In the shloka, we get this term Bahishpavamana. So, this is an incidental point. When this Bahishpavamana mantra is chanted, the Samagas, the one who recites the Sama mantras, they are supposed to move in circles. The dogs also did the same thing. And the content of the mantra is what? Om Adhamam. Let us eat lot of annam. Let us not starve. Let us not find difficulty to find annam. And let us have hunger also. Because if you don't have hunger, what is the point in having lot of food? Therefore, in Taittiriya Upanishad also we said, Annavan annado bhavati mahan bhavati prajaya pashubhir brahma varchasena. So, annavan bhavati annado bhavati. And pibhama, let us drink also lot of water. Let there be no scarcity of water at all. And they address lot of devatas. Varuna devata, Prajapati devata, Savitra devata. Varuna devata gives lot of rains. Prajapati gives responsible for progeny, production. And Savitra devata is the one who is behind the rain and production, all of them. So, annam iha aharatu. May all of you bring annam to us. Particularly the Savitra devata. And annapatehe annam iha ahara. This is the form of Samaveda singing actually. In the form of Samaveda singing, they put it. Thus we find the numbers here, you know, you can see people who have the text with them, they can find the numbers 3 and all that thing next to each one of these words. So that tells about the various Sama, Swaras and the Matras and all that thing. And annapatehe annam iha ahara. So all these things. So with this, the 12th section is over. So which is called Shavva Udgitaha or Shavva Sama, and the palam is what? Anna Samriddhi, lot of food. Now let us go to the next section, the last section of this chapter, first chapter. In this section, we get another upasana with a different alambana. Till now, alambana is symbol. We should know all these words now. Till now, the majority of the upasanas had the alambanam of Udgita, Omkara. Udgita is Omkara. Udgita, only in Samaveda, Udgita refers to Omkara. It's not an independent Omkara, but Omkara occurring as part of Samaveda. Sama, Avayava, Avayava Bhuta, Omkaraha, Udgitaha. But in this section, we will take another part of Sama Mantra known as Stobaha. This is another part, Stobaha. Stoba is a technical name which represents the sound symbols. Used purely for chanting purposes only, without any particular meaning, expletives or particles we can call it. So, this occurs in Yajurveda also, in Kathopanishad, Ushan Havai, Vajasravaha, so if you, in the very beginning. So, her Havai, etc., they, such expressions, they are only expressions without any particular meaning. In Taittiriya Upanishad also, So, we have many such mantras in Taittiriya Upanishad, in various parts, Yajurveda, Samaveda. They get a special name called Stobaha in Samaveda. And 13 Stobas are taken on which one Devata will be invoked for Upasana. So, Stoba, this is called Stoba Upasana. So, this is, here also remember, even though these Stobas may appear funny, for those who are Samavedis, who are not Samavedis, it may appear funny. For the Samavedis, you know, it could be meaningful, since they can easily think of them, because they are using it in their chanting. Whereas, we have got different symbols, even if you know, the number of deities we have, so many deities, if you take just only Vinayaka, then we have got Nartana Ganesha, Panchamukha Ganesha, Valamburi Ganesha, these days even in all these Kolus and all, we have got Cricket Ganesha, all kinds of Ganeshas. So, thousands of images, idols, they are possible now. But during Vedic times, the idols were not there at all. So, different alambaram, symbols were used. In Taittiriya Upanishad itself, we have seen a lot of them. So, we should study these the upasanas in identifying with the people of those times. Because the problem we have is what? We are trying to identify those upasanas with the present times. Those times, none of these things existed. So, we have to now relate to those times and how these things were used as symbols. Otherwise, one may even develop disrespect for the upasanas. Now, let us read. Trayodasha Kantaha. Ayam vavalokoha ukaraha, vayurha ikaraha, chandrama atakaraha, Atmaiha karaha, Agniri karaha, Aditya vu karaha, Nihavaye karaha, Vishwe deva, Auhoi karaha, ప్రజాపతిహింకారః ప్రాణస్వరః అన్నం యాగ్వాగ్ విరాట్ అనిరుక్తస్త్రోష్ అనిరుక్తస్త్రయోదశ స్తోభః సంచరోహంకారః. సో ఇట్ గివ్స్ ఎ లిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ 13 దేవతాస్ అండ్ 13 స్తోభాస్. దట్స్ వాట్ వి మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర వీ హ్యావ్ 5 దేవతాస్ అండ్ 5 స్తోభాస్. ది ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ ఈస్ ది ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ ద దేవత అండ్ ది సెకండ్ వన్ ఇస్ ద స్తోభ. అయం వావ లోకః హా ఉకారః. సో అయం వావ లోకః రెఫర్స్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ ద పృథివీ దేవత అండ్ దట్ మస్ట్ బి మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ వాట్ ఆన్ వాట్ స్తోభ హా ఉకారః హా హా ఉ. సో దెన్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ దట్ స్తోభ. అండ్ వాయు హా ఈకారః వాయు షుడ్ బి మెడిటేటెడ్ ఆన్ హా ఈ. దెన్ చంద్రమ ఆన్ అథకారః ఆన్ అథ. అండ్ ఆత్మ ఇహకారః ది జీవాత్మ ఈస్ ఇహకారః. ఇహ ఇహ ఈస్ నాట్ యాస్ అ సాంస్క్రిట్ వర్డ్ బట్ యాస్ అ స్తోభ. ఈవెన్ హియర్ దే హవ్ చోసన్ అ ప్రాపర్ స్తోభ బికాస్ ఇహ మీన్స్ వాట్ అపరోక్షతయాం ఉపలభ్యతే. దే కాల్ ఇట్ ఆత్మ. దెన్ అగ్నిహి అగ్నిహి ఈస్ ఈకారః. అండ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర వి గెట్ 7 దేవతాస్ అండ్ 7 స్తోభాస్. సో టోటలీ వీఆర్ గెటింగ్ ఆల్ ది సేమ్ నంబర్స్. ఆదిత్య ఉఖారః ఆదిత్య సూర్యదేవత అండ్ ఉఖార. నిహవః దో ఆహ్వాన్ నిహవః మీన్స్ ఆహ్వానం ఇన్విటేషన్ టు ఇన్వైట్. సో ఇన్విటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది దేవతాస్ ఆన్ ఏకార. దట్ ఇస్ అ స్తోభ. ది లెటర్ ఏ దట్ ఇస్ అ స్తోభ. కార మీన్స్ లెటర్ ఏ ఏకార. విశ్వదేవ సో విశ్వదేవ అహో ఈకారః ఔహో ఈకారః. ప్రజాపతి ఈంకారః. అండ్ ప్రాణ స్వరః అన్నం యా. ఫైనలీ విరాట్. సో నవ్ వాక్ విరాట్ ఇస్ వాక్. సో దట్ అలోన్ టు బి నవ్ రివర్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ అదర్స్ ఇస్ ద దేవత అండ్ ది స్తోభ. హియర్ అలోన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రివర్స్. సో విరాట్ దేవత షుడ్ బి మెడిటేటెడ్ ఆన్ వాక్ స్తోభ. నాట్ యాస్ అ వర్డ్ బట్ యాస్ అ సౌండ్. వాక్ స్తోభ డజంట్ మీన్ యాస్ ఏ వర్డ్ బట్ ఇట్స్ అ సౌండ్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర 7 దేవతాస్ విత్ 7 స్తోభాస్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్. సో టోటల్ 5 + 7 = 12. అండ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర వన్ మోర్ దేవత అండ్ వన్ మోర్ స్తోభ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్. అనిరుక్త సంచర సో హుంకార అనిరుక్త సంచర ఈస్ హుంకార. అండ్ సో ఆల్ దీస్ టుగెదర్ ది త్రయోదశ. త్రయోదశ ఇస్ 13 దేవతాస్. దే ఆర్ నేమ్లీ వాట్ అనిరుక్త సంచర ది దేవత ఆఫ్ మిస్టీరియస్ మూమెంట్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ద 13th వన్ దేవత ఆఫ్ అనిరుక్త. అనిరుక్త సంచర అనిరుక్త మీన్స్ న నిరువక్తం శక్యతే మెట్ ఇస్ అన్డిఫైనబుల్. న నిరువక్తం శక్యతే సో అన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ యు కెనాట్ డిఫైన్ ఇట్ సో అనిర్వచనీయం. అండ్ సంచర మీన్స్ మూమెంట్. సో అండ్ దిస్ దేవత ఈస్ మెడిటేటెడ్ ఆన్ ద స్తోభ హుమ్. దెన్ హూ ఈస్ ది అనిరుక్త సంచర? శంకరాచార్య కామెంట్స్ హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మాయా సహితం బ్రహ్మ ఈశ్వర. సో ఈస్ దాట్ దేవత బికాస్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ అన్డిఫైనబుల్ అనిర్వచనీయం. నో స్పెసిఫిక్ ఫామ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. ఇంద్ర వరుణ ఆల్ దోస్ దేవతాస్ దే హవ్ స్పెసిఫిక్ ఫామ్ స్పెసిఫిక్ డైరెక్షన్స్ ఆల్సో. ఇంద్ర ఈస్టర్న్ డైరెక్షన్ వరుణ వెస్టర్న్ డైరెక్షన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ బికాస్ దోస్ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ ది ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ. సో కర్మజనయత్వాత్ కర్మజన్యత్వాత్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ జీవాస్ ఓన్లీ లైక్ అస్ విత్ మోర్ పవర్స్ సుపీరియర్ పవర్స్ దట్ వి సా ఎర్లియర్. బట్ ఈశ్వర హ్యాస్ నో స్పెసిఫిక్ ఫామ్ బికాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ నో కర్మ అట్ ఆల్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఈశ్వర టేక్స్ ఎనీ ఫామ్ దిస్ వీ హ్యావ్ యాక్చువల్లీ మెన్షన్ ఎర్లియర్ ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ రిఫ్రెషింగ్. ఇఫ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఈశ్వర టేక్ ఎనీ ఫామ్స్ లైక్ మత్స్య కూర్మ నరసింహ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మాయామయం టెంపరరీ అస్యూమ్డ్ ఫార్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ద డివోటీస్. అండ్ వన్స్ ద జాబ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఈస్ డన్ దోస్ ఫార్మ్స్ విల్ గో అవే. సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ దే ఆర్ మిస్టీరియస్ దే కాన్స్టెంట్లీ చేంజ్ ఆల్సో. పురుష సూక్తం ఆల్సో సేస్ సర్వాణి రూపాణి విచిత్య ధీరః నామాని కృత్వాభివదనయదాస్తే. సర్వాణి రూపాణి విచిత్య హ్యావింగ్ అస్యూమ్డ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్ నామాని కృత్వ ఫర్ ఎవరీ పర్టికులర్ ఫామ్ వన్ నేమ్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ అస్యూమ్డ్ అండ్ అభివదన్ యదాస్తే ది లార్డ్ అలోన్ రిమైండ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఫామ్. సో ది ఈశ్వర ఈస్ అనిరుక్త సంచర అండ్ హీ మస్ట్ బి మెడిటేటెడ్ అపాన్ వాట్ హుంకార. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ శాస్త్రాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఆఫన్ that we don't know how to define Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha, Samavartatagre, Bhutasya Jatapatireka Asit, Sadhadara Prativindyamudema, Kasmai Devaya Havishavidema. Often the Upanishad uses the word Kasmai, whatever way he is, whatever way the Lord is. That's why there's a sloka. Tava Tattvam na Janami, Kidrishosi Maheshwara, Yadrishosi Mahadeva, Tadrishaya Namo Namaha. Tava tattvam na janami. I don't know what form you are. Kidrashaha asi maheshwara. Whatever form you have, I can do one thing but. What can I do? Yadrishosi mahadeva. Whatever form you are in, tadrishaya namo namaha. I do namaskarams to that form. Whatever form you are in. Why? Because anirupta sancharaha. Omkaraha. And the Upanishad gives the Parashruti also in the last mantra. Let us read that. Duktesmai vag doham yo vacho dohaha annavanan nado bhavati ya yeta mevagum samnam Upanishadam vedam Upanishadam vedeti iti trayodasha khandaha iti pratamodhyayaha. With this, the 13th section and the first chapter is over. So the first palam is what? Whatever palam can be attained by a nice speech. Sundrita vak. So the Sundrita vak is a very pleasant, nice speech. According to Shastras, one who speaks nicely, he gets punyam. That jihva me madhumattama. I want all honey in my tongue, in my speech. I want a speech nice. It is not just it's a sugar-coated speech. It should be a speech from the heart which is very nice. Of course, he will get success in the material world also when a person speaks well. And the second palam is annavan annado bhavati. He will have plenty of food and good hunger also. That means a very healthy person to eat. So otherwise, you know, if you don't have hunger, a lot of food, no use. So these are the three palams for stoba upasana. Of this, Dugdesmai Vagdoham has come before also, actually, if you remember, in the first chapter, third section, seventh mantra, has the same usage. At that time, we described it a little more elaborately. So, with this, the 13th section and the first chapter are over. And in this, predominantly, Sama Avayavas, parts of Sama mantras, they were taken for Upasana. And the two main parts were what? Udgita and Stoba. And the second chapter, we will take Samastha Sama. Not like this, the parts, but Samastha total Sama is taken as Alambanam for Upasana. In the first chapter, we had partial Sama as Alambanam, parts. And in the second section, we are going to have total Sama. And in the first section of the second chapter, we are going to get another type of Upasana, where the word Sama mantra has to be seen as Sadhu. And thereafterwards, we'll explain all that. And thereafterwards, various upasanas on total Sama mantras, they will be taken up. And this chapter contains 24 sections. But each section is a small section. It is not a big section like the previous section. Each section is a small section only. 24 sections are going to be taken in this particular chapter. Chandogya Upanishad. Tithiyodhyayaha, second chapter, Prathamakantaha, first section. Let us read. Samasthasya khalu samnaha upasanagum sadhu yat khalu sadhu tat sametya chakshate yat asadhu tat asameti tat uta apyahuhu samna yenam upagaditi Sadhuna yenam upagadityeva tadahuhu atotapyahuhu samanobadeti yet sadhubhavati sadhubhatetyeva tadahuhu asamanobadeti yada sadhubhavati asadhubhatetyeva tadahuhu saya eta devam vidvan sadhu sametyupaste Abhyashoha yadenagum sadavo dharmaha achagacheyuhu upachaname upachaname yuhu. up to the fourth mantra. Iti Pratama Kandaha. As I told, this section is, this entire chapter is going to be divided into 24 sections. All are smaller sections with 3 or 4 mantras, 2 mantras, that is all. But all are small sections, compact sections. So the Upanishad itself introduces the topic of this chapter. Samastasya Samnaha. Upasana. It is not Samna Avayavasya Upasana, but Samastasya Samnaha, the total Sama, not parts of Sama. Between Avayava Upasana and Avayavi Upasana, that is partial Upasana and total Upasana, which is better between the two? The total is always better. So the Upanishad says, Upasangam Sadhu, Upasanagum Sadhu. Upasanagum means, for Upasana, this is Sadhu means good, nice. Why? Because only when we take the whole mantra, it is called Sama. And the word Sama itself means good. Sama means good. Whatever is whole, you know, in English we have the usage, wholesome. Whatever is wholesome. In Sanskrit also, Sama means what? Samatvat Sama. Sama means harmony, rhythm, compromise, beauty. So music also is called Sama. Etat Samaga Yennaste. Taittiriya Upanishad, Bhrigavalli. Not only that, when kings, they want to avoid quarrel, fight and all, they have got four methods to come to a kind of a, you know, agreement or whatever. Sama, Dana, Beda, Danda. Of these first one, of these four, first one is what? Sama. Because in Sama, there is equalization between them. So Sama is good, Sadhu. Shankaracharya writes all this in his commentaries. Sama, Sadhu. So the Upanishad gives the reason. Yet sadhu tat samayitya chakshate. Whatever is good, yet sadhu, people call it sama. Samayitya chakshate. Samayitya chakshate. That's what people say. So for this, the Upanishad gives certain examples. How the sama is used as an adverb to indicate the properness. That is, when one approaches with good, noble intentions. Good intentions. That noble approach is called Samna Upagat, where Sama is used adverbially, indicating it is a noble approach. And similarly, if the approach is negative, with a negative intention, it is called Asamna Upagat. Asamna Samna. And in the next mantra, Sama is used as an adjective also. When something good that I have got, it is said, I have got Sama. Said in the third mantra, Sama, Sama, no Bata. We are going to see all that. So, adverb means what? Adverb is that which qualifies a verb. And adjective is the one that which qualifies a noun. So, from these examples, what is the conclusion now? Sama is good. Sadhu. Therefore, a person can do upasana in which he sees Sama mantra as sadhu. Therefore, Samnaha Sadhutvena Upasana. Okay. And what is the palam of such a Upasana? The palam is given in the fourth and the final mantra. Yat Enam Sadhavo Dharmaha Agacheyuho. All the noble qualities will come to that person. That is, his mind will think of totality, harmony, rhythm, equality. All noble virtues will come to that person. Therefore, agacheyuhu upacham nameyuhu. They will come to him and serve him. All those people will come to him, nameyuhu, they will serve him. He will not invite virtues, but virtues will come to him and serve him. This is the general introductory upasana of seeing Sama as Sama. And now, we get the total Sama Upasana in the following sections. Let us read section 2. Dvitiya Khandaha. Lokeshu panchavidagum samopasita prativihinkaraha agniprastavaha antarikshamudghitaha aditya pratiharaha dyaurnidhanam ityurdveshu. Now we get the upasana in which all the avayavas, the limbs of Sama mantras are taken. Previously we said there are two types of Sama mantras, if you remember. One having five parts and the other one having seven parts. And each part is called by the name Bhakti, namely Pancha Bhaktikam Sama and Sapta Bhaktikam Sama. All this we saw earlier. And in the following sections, in each of the Bhakti, we will invoke one Devata and meditate. The Bhakti is going to be used as an alamara. So first Pancha Bhaktikam Sama, that will be taken, and later Sapta Bhaktikam Sama will be taken for Upasana. And in each khanda, each section, one topic will be taken also. As in Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavalli, Adi Lokam, Adi Jyotisham, Adi Vidyam, Adi Prajam, Adhyatmam, all these Upasanas were taken in the Sikshavalli. Please refer to those lectures. So we took the same four Alambanams, Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Acharya Purva, see Antevasi Uttara Rupam, Vak Sandhihi, so Jihvasandhanam. See, all these things we already saw in that. So the same thing, Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhi, the joining, Sandhanam, all those things, to Alambaram. So Devatas belonging to different topics. So there is Loka Devata, Jyotisha Devata. So all this will be taken also. And later in Vyakriti Upasana, that also we saw in Sikshavalli, we took Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. Keeping the Alambanam same, different Devatas were invoked. The same symbol, but invoked the different Devatas. Here we take the Pancha Bhaktis of Sama. So five Devatas corresponding to five Bhaktis also will be taken. So first one is Hinkaraha, second one is Prastavaha. These are all the Bhaktis. Hinkaraha, Prastavaha, Udgita, Pratihara and Nidhanam. These are the five Bhaktis. And in section 2-7, the Alambanam is these five Bhaktis, 2-7. In this section, 2-7 shlokas is this. Invoking five Devatas. And they are connected to the Lokas. We can call it Adi Loka Upasana. Just to correspond to the Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavalli portion, we can call it the Adi Loka Upasana. Lokeshu Pancha Vidagum Sama Upasita. That is what is there in the shloka. So what are those? Prithivi Hinkaraha. Hinkara, that Alambanam, that must be seen as Prithivi Devata. Then Agnihi Prastavaha. On Prastava, you meditate Agni Devata. Antariksham Udgita. In the intermediary world means the Devata responsible for the intermediary world, that Devata, that is invoked on Udgita. Adityaha Pratiharaha. The Surya Devata is invoked in Pratihara. And Dyauhu Nidhanam. Upon the Nidhanam Bhakti, it is another Bhakti, Swargaloka Dyauhu is invoked for Upasana. So in this itself, the Upanishad presents it in two ways. The Arohana Kramena and Avarohana Kramena, because Sama mantras are all music. So you should have Arohanam, Avarohanam, all those should be there. So the very same Upasana is done in the reverse way also. First we saw in one way Arohana. Now it is done in the reverse way. Everything should be reversed in mantra 2. Let us read that mantra. Atha avritteshu dyauhinkaraha aditya prastavaha antarikshamudgitaha agni pratiharaha prithivinidhanam kalpante hasmai lokaha urdvascha vrittascha yayeta devam vidvan lokeshu panjavidam samopaste iti dutiya khandaha. So in the first mantra, the five Devatas were given in ascending order, Arohana. Begin with Prithivi and end in the heavens. And in the mantra 2, it was Avritteshu. Avritteshu means in descending order. So we started with Swargalokeshu. So Swargaloka Devata is Hinkaraha. Aditya Devata, Prastava. Aditya for Aditya Devata, you meditate upon Prastava Bhakti. Then Antariksha Devata, Udgita Bhakti. Agni Devata, meditate upon Pratihara Bhakti. And Prithivi Devata, meditate upon Nidhanam, nidhanam bhakti. So what is the palam of this upasana? It is pleasures of all lokas given in the last mantra. Urdvascha avrittascha lokaha kalpante. All these lokas, they will come forward to provide kalpante, to provide pleasures to the upasaka. All lokas will come to him. The world will not torment this person or create uncomfortable situation to him, because problems are caused by what? The world only. To who, which person? Yaha lokeshu panchavidam sama upaste. For that person, it will not give any problem, it will not create any uncomfortable situation or torment him or create troubles to him. That is the phalam. And now the third section, we will go to Tritiya Kantaha. Vrishtav panchavidagum samopasita purovato hinkaraha megho jayate sa prastavaha varshati sa udgitaha vidyotate stanayati sa pratiharaha udagrannati tannidhanam varshati hasmai varshayati haya etadevam vidvan vrishtav panchavidagum samopaste. Iti Tritiya Kandaha, only two shlokas in this kanda. So each section is very small and compact. Here also, the alambanam is pancha bhakti, five bhaktis. Hinkara, prastava, pratihara, udgita, and nidhanam, like the previous one. And here also we get different five different devatas. All of them are connected with vrishti. Here vrishti rains. So we can call it as, previous one we called it Adi Loka Upasana. This we can call it as Adi Vrishti Upasana. And what are the five items? Purovataha Hinkaraha. The wind that comes first before the rain. Before the rain comes, you know how much they have analyzed. So nice. The wind that comes before the rain, that is the rain bringing wind. The wind that brings the clouds for the rain. That is the one, Purovataha. That is Purovataha. The Vataha means wind. Purovataha, the prior wind. So this wind devata is to be meditated upon Hinkara Bhakti. And because of movement of wind, the clouds they gather. And they are the second set of devata, the gathered clouds. I don't know how much they were exercising their brains and taking all this. So the second set of devatas, they are the gathered clouds to be meditated on. The next bhakti called Prastava. In fact, Shankaracharya, he comments, he tries to give reasoning also to connect each devata to the respective alambanam. Why Hinkara is Purovataha and all that also. He has given enormous details. We can ourselves also connect to some extent. For example, when the wind comes, you get the him noise, you know, the sound comes. That first with the wind. And Prastava spreads all over like clouds. So these are even what kind of alambanam is taken for what devata also Shankaracharya analyzes. Mego jayate sa prastavaha. Megaha means the clouds. And what is Udgita? Udgita varshati. Varshati is the raining. And while it rains, what happens? Vidyotate stanayati. Lightning comes. Vidyut, lightning. And stanayati means thunders. Thunders is this verb. It thunders. Svat stanayati. So lightning and thunder, they have to be invoked on pratihara, pratihara bhakti. And what is nidhanam? Udgrinnati. When the clouds withdraw the waters, when it stops raining, that's what it means. Withdraw the water means when it stops raining. With Bhagavad Gita, we saw nigrinnami srijami cha. I read the shloka earlier. So I alone withdraw waters and give it also, Lord says. So the cessation of rain is to be invoked upon the nidhanam bhakti. So this vrishti upasana upon sama mantra. What is the phalam for this? Varshati. For such an upasaka, rain will certainly come to him, at least for his sake. In Tamil there is this one. Nallar oruvar ularel avar porutu ellorkum peyum malai. If there is one good person is there, Nallar, even if one person is there, at least for his sake, it will rain for the benefit of everybody. So when a person does this upasana, varshati, he will get lot of rains. So wherever he goes also, he will cause rain also, varshayati. Varshati and Varshayati, both causal. So with this, the third section is also over. This is called Adivritti Pancha Bhakti Upasana. Chaturtha Khandaha, fourth section. Sarvasu apsu pancha vidagum samopasitha mego yat samplavate sahinkaraha yadvarshasi yadvarshati satprastavaha ya pracha syandante saudgitaha ya praticya sapratikaraha samudro nidhanam nakapsu praihi atyapsu man bhavati ya yeta devam vidwan sarvasvapsu panchavidagam samopaste iti chaturtha khandaha. Here also the alambanam is panchabhakti only. Only the devatas are different, who are connected with up. Up means waters. The devatas connected with waters. So adi up upasana, we can call it as adi loka, previously adi loka and adi vrishti. Now idi adi up upasana, waters. Here sarvasu apsuho, all varieties of waters, sarvasu apsu panchavidagam samopasita. That's first. So mego yet samplavate sa hinkaraha. Water in rain-bearing clouds, mega, is meditated upon hinkara, hinkara bhakti. Varshati, water that is pouring in the rain, meditated as prastava on. And when water falls on the earth, which slopes in different directions, the earth, you know, it slopes in different directions. So the earth is sloping towards the east and sloping towards the west. So east flowing waters, west flowing waters, those stream, rivers, all those things can be included in that. So each east flowing stream is called Prachyaha. That is to be meditated upon Udgita. And west flowing stream that is called Pratichyaha should be meditated on Pratihara. And Samudraha means the oceans, meditated upon Nidhanam. And what is the palam for this upasana? One will get plenty of water, apsuman bhavati, portable, lot of potable waters. Second palam is what? One will never get death by drowning, jalamaranam, apamrityu, will not be there, apsu na praiti, he does not die in waters. So with this, the fourth section is also over. And so adiloka, adivritti, adi up upasanas are all done now. So now let us go to the next one, panchamakandaha. We'll stop with this. Rutushu pancha vidagum samopasita vasanto hinkaraha grishma prastavaha varsha udgitaha sharat pratiharaha hemanto nidhanam kalpante hasmarutavaha rutuman bhavati ya yeta devam vidvan rutushu pancha vidagum samopaste iti panchamakandaha. Here we get the Adi Rutu Upasana. Rutu means seasons. Upasana connected to the seasons. So whether we get other benefits or not, they make us aware of the environment, ecology. It is all meant for expansion of the mind, to be sensitive to surroundings, how to keep our surroundings safe and good. Later, Pashu, all those cattle, animals, they also is going to come. We'll see maybe tomorrow, in the next class. Here, five seasons are mentioned. Vasanta. Vasantaha means spring season. Grishma is summer. And Varsha means the rainy season. Sharat. Sharat Ritu means autumn season. And Hemantaha. Hemantaha actually means pre-winter, which will include the actual winter also, which is Shishira. So Hemantaha, Hemanta Ritu is pre-winter and Shishira Ritu is winter. So in English, we have only four seasons. So these five Ritu Devatas have to be invoked on the respective bhaktis, in that order. And what is the phalam of this? This all, the you know, it is very self-explanatory. The mantras are very simple. So I am not going to do too much of details. And what is the benefit of doing this upasana? All the seasons will give all pleasures of those seasons. So, sarvaratavaha taddad bhogya patarthan prayachanti. They will give, spring season will give lot of flowers and fruits and all that. Varsha, the rainy season, will lot of rains. The summer will give sun heat. We need sun heat also. A lot of people, you know, in these western countries, they go to all these beaches and all to get tanned. Yeah, they want sunlight. So he becomes Rituman Bhavati. he will have all the seasons. Yaha Vidwan Ritushu panchavidagum sama upasita. He will become Ritumān Bhavati. So we'll stop here and continue in the next webinar. Yo vedādau svara prokto vedānte ca pratishtitaha tasya prakriti līnasya ya parasa maheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.